Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC website at wgxc.org. Click on the newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that there is legislation on Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk now that would add post-traumatic stress disorder as a condition eligible to be treated with medical marijuana. Cuomo got the bill November 10th and has until November 22nd to sign or veto the bill. If he does neither, it automatically becomes a law. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that New York's Business Council has joined the state Democrats in condemning the Republican tax plans in Congress that eliminate or sharply curtail the SALT, or state and local tax deduction. This week, the Senate unveiled its plan that would completely eliminate the deduction, which would be especially costly for New Yorkers. The Business Council is not considered a liberal organization, typically opposing taxes. Business Council President and CEO Heather Burchetti said November 9th, quote, "While the Business Council remains committed to the principles of tax reform, we are deeply dismayed that the Senate's bill goes even further than the House by completely eliminating state and local tax deductibility. As we have said repeatedly throughout this process, New York is a net donor state, giving far more in tax dollars to the federal government than we receive. Eliminating SALT will only exacerbate that disparity," unquote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. New York State Senator George Amador and AT&T announced the Cell Phones for Soldiers program November 6th, asking residents in his 46th Senate district to donate unwanted cell phones and tablets. Proceeds from the recycled devices will be used to buy long-distance calling cards for troops at home and abroad. Now through December 6th, local residents can donate their unwanted cell phones and/or tablets to following locations: in Albany County at the Gilderland Public Library, the Altamont Free Library, the Ravenna Public Library, the Albany County Sheriff's Office, and the AT&T store in the Crossgates Mall. In Greene County, you can take your phones to New Baltimore's Town Hall, the Greene County Veterans Services Office at 159 Jefferson Heights in Catskill, the Cairo Public Library, the Wyndham Public Library, and the AT&T store in Catskill Commons. In Ulster County, you can take phones or tablets to the Saugerties Town Hall, Senator Amador's district office at 721 Broadway in Kingston, the Lloyd Town Hall in Highland, Town of Ulster Library, and the AT&T store in Kingston. Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the number of homeless veterans in New York dropped from 5,765 to 1,248 from 2011 to 2016, the state comptroller's office said November 10th. In Ulster County, community programs have been effective in reducing the number of homeless veterans, the report from Thomas DiNapoli's office said. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reports between 20 to 30 homeless veterans in Ulster County now. Quote, "Although the homeless veteran community may never be fully eliminated due to practical limitations, the situation in Ulster County can best be described as having a population of, quote, functional zero, unquote. Everyone who is receptive to assistance has received help," unquote, DiNapoli said in the report. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.